Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 12, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter May 12, 2020. The remedy is the virus itself. It will connect and align us, direct us toward development in similarity to the Creator. The Creator's blows heal. We live in great times. The one who helps humanity take on a new form builds his soul doing so, and becomes the Creator's helper. Leaders do not understand what is happening and, although cautiously, they keep trying to return to the old ways. This is not an evil intention but an inability to think selflessly, to acknowledge the changes taking place in society. If we don't start getting closer, many other viruses await us. I constantly turn to the Creator and try to hear His answer through the group. All that I feel in the group is the Creator answering me. No matter how I address the Creator or what I ask for, I should look at my friends and see that the Creator answers me every second. On the forefront of the battle. Nowadays, maintaining the balance of nature is especially important. Many speak out against interfering with nature, the ecologists and others. They are fighting to ensure that we don't pump oil, burn combustible materials, etc. We do terrible things to nature. But the most important thing is not that we destroy vegetation, dig channels, kill animals, build nuclear power plants, or test bombs detonating them below and above ground. The main thing is that we are damaging the nature of man. And man, in essence, is at the height of nature, its very crown. As a result, we got the coronavirus because we don't care about the crown of nature, about man who has to complete, correct, and bring nature to balance. But let's hope that due to our efforts, we will be able to achieve it. The fact is that Kabbalists, who received the methodology of the integral development of nature, received it for a good reason. As the doctors in our society fight for the health of people with their own methods, we Kabbalists must do the same, gain knowledge to be able to, just like the doctors, bring into balance not the animal organism of a person, but our whole society with its still, vegetative, and animate nature, meaning the whole universe, into the right balance. This will be its healthy state. This is what our mission entails. Therefore, we are at the forefront of the struggle against the disruptions man causes in nature. I really hope that we will expand this science, master it, apply it correctly, and achieve a general equilibrium of all levels of nature. And all of nature will be revealed as one single organism, and we will enjoy its ideal balance, its integrality, interdependence, and perfect health. As a result, we will stop sleepwalking as if we're half blind, and become vital participants in absolutely all of nature of all the worlds. I hope that this will manifest itself precisely as a result of our recuperation from the coronavirus. At least, this should be our goal, and whether we succeed is no longer our concern. We must try as doctors do when they see a patient in front of them. They do not take into account his helpless state or the advanced stage of illness, but they try to cure him by all the means at their disposal. We must do the same. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 15, 2020. The group is salvation. If I do not see any flaws in my friends, but only virtues, this is a sign that I have reached correction. First, I must go by faith above reason in order to consider friends absolutely corrected, despite the fact that I do not see them that way. And then I understand that the inability to see them perfect is exactly what I have to fix. Friends are like a mirror in which I see all my qualities. It follows that the group is salvation. After all, the most important thing in healing is the correct diagnosis. It is not without a reason that so much attention is now being paid to testing for coronavirus to determine whether a person has it or not. And if the group helps me reveal my diseases, then it does the most important thing. After that, I can work with that same group, correcting my deficiencies. It is clearly seen that by coming closer to love of friends and connection, I correct myself and cure my egoism. So you can go all the way from beginning to end, each time checking yourself against the group. How much do I criticize my friends, how dissatisfied am I with them, and how imperfect are they in my eyes? When I see them perfect and standing in my heart, that would mean that I have corrected myself. It doesn't matter what is outside of me. The whole calculation is only with myself, how deficient I am and how much I can correct myself. But this only applies to relationships in the Kabbalistic group. And except for that love for friends, in everything else we must behave as is customary among all the people in our world. I want to see all friends equal and great, and I ask the Creator for this. I want to feel the friends as standing in my heart, merged and united like one body, one person, and I am standing with them. My heart holds them, embraces them, and is filled with them. And if I master such an attitude to perfection, I will reveal that all this is one shared heart inside me and it is filled with the Creator, His love and bestowal. Thanks to this approach, I will begin to reveal the spiritual world. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 30, 2020, Writings of Rabash, Concerning the Importance of Friends. Cheer for all of humanity. Baal HaSulam Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 18, and we must not ponder the state of other beings in the world but man, since man is the center of creation, as will be written below, Item 39. And all other creatures do not have any value of their own but to the extent that they help man achieve his perfection. Hence, they rise and fall with him without any consideration of themselves. No kind of creation, no separate part of it or even a separate individual, is taken into account, but only as a participant in the overall integral picture. And if one violates this, then this causes a painful condition of the entire system. And if one brings it to equilibrium, then this assesses his useful contribution to the general system of an integral nature. Question. If I am an integral part of humanity and I can't break this connection and humanity is sick, then no matter what I do, will I still be ill as part of the whole? Answer, yes. So it is said in the sources. Therefore, the great Kabbalists, while inside the human system, prayed all the time for this system to bring it into balance, still suffered along with it. They suffered even more than all other people. Baal HaSulam wrote about this at the end of Introduction to the Book of Zohar. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 15, 2020. From Babylon to Rome, Part 6. Turning Kabbalah into Philosophy. Comment, German humanist Johann Reuchlin, in his book on the Art of Kabbalah writes, "Nevertheless, the superiority of Pythagoras did not come from the Greeks, but again from the Jews. After long wanderings, he brought home something worthy of admiration, and was the first to rename Kabbalah into philosophy, a Greek word previously unknown. There are many facts that confirm that the ancient Greeks learned from the sages of the first and second temples. You can tell that the philosophies of Plato and Aristotle are permeated with their ideas." My response, Greek scholars did not hide it. Communication was quite easy in those days. Today, there are many civilizational barriers. Although there seems to be a connection between modern universities, nevertheless, internal egoism repels one scientist from another. In ancient times, learning from each other was generally accepted. Therefore, many philosophers and scientists learned from the Jews during the time of the prophets, meaning in the time of the first temple. Comment, the rabbi of Sochaux wrote, "The Greek science of philosophy, derived from the writings of King Solomon, emerged after the destruction of the first temple. However, these writings were corrupted with additions, omissions and replacements to such an extent that false knowledge got mixed into it. But, one way or another, the basis of the science is good, although parts of evil got mixed in with it. The modern-day Kabbalist of the 20th century Balhaas Sulaym similarly writes, "Sages of Kabbalah observe philosophical theology and complain that they have stolen the upper shell from their wisdom, which Plato and his Greek predecessors had acquired while studying with the disciples of the prophets in Israel. They have stolen basic elements from the wisdom of Israel and wore a cloak that is not their own." My response: the truth is that the ancient Greeks acquired the general approach to cosmology from Kabbalah and proceeded to derive their own conclusions from it. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, Part 6, July 8, 2019.